It's Wednesday morning and time for Eating and Drinking on the Current. This morning, we welcome James Norton. He blogs for The Heavy Table and is known as the Super Taster at Chow.com. James, welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having me.
So we are going to start with the idea of wingman restaurants. And I guess for me, this could mean a couple things. Either you need a wingman because you're trying to pick up dudes or chicks, or you're going to go eat, a big pile of wings.
Those are two alternative definitions for my new...
newly coined
term, wingman restaurants. For me, what I'm thinking about when I think of a wingman restaurant, you've got a sort of a flagship restaurant, something a little fancy. You've got a white tablecloth, multiple courses, $30 a person, $40 a person kind of tabs, and the chef at that restaurant, who is gifted, who's ambitious, who's nationally known, then opens a restaurant that's actually almost markedly more downscale. And it's something that it's been happening for a while. You look at Alma and Brasa, for example, Alex Roberts. That's, I think, a real sort of local pioneer in this philosophy. But recently, there have been more and more of these sort of duo restaurants popping up all over town.
And so it's something more affordable, but still pretty high quality.
Absolutely. You still have good ingredients. You've got a really firm hand on the tiller in terms of the direction of the food, but it's much more approachable. It's a place that instead of going twice a year or four times a year, you could go once a week. You could go twice a week. It's a place where you can kind of feed your family. And you talk to Alex Roberts about Brasa, and it's a place where the food's actually pretty healthy. There's a lot of freshness, a lot of vegetables, a lot of sort of slow-cooked meats, and it's more affordable, and it's something where you don't have to feel bad about going there twice a week. It's something you can really incorporate into your routine and do on a little bit more of a casual basis.
So you've mentioned Alma and Brasa. What's another example?
Well, another example that just opened up that I'm really excited about, if you know Pizzeria Lola down in southwest Minneapolis, has just been getting raves everywhere and is sort of at the front of this Minneapolis-St. Paul pizza movement that it is really awesomely kind of springing up in the last, I would say, 18 to 24 months. They've spun off a new place called Hello Pizza, basically at France and 44th. And Hello Pizza is more of a slice shop. Pizzeria Lola, there's usually a line to get in. It's a little more comfortable. You see a lot of families there. People hang out for a while. Hello Pizza is more communal seating, single slices being served, a lot of takeout happening. It's a much kind of faster exchange. And, I've lived in Boston and New York, and it reminds me of kind of a more East Coast approach to pizza. The ingredients are good. They're passionate about it, but there's a quicker turnover, a little less fuss. The thing I love about the crust at Hello Pizza, for example, and Pizzeria Lola, frankly, is it's got a char to it. It's got a chewiness to it. It has real kind of structure and subtlety, and it's just gorgeous in your mouth. I just absolutely love this stuff. It reminds me of Grimaldi's in Brooklyn or Santarpio's in Boston, and it's exciting to see this stuff arrive here. And I think this wingman restaurant movement opens chefs up to play a little bit more and not feel like they have to do something that's going to appear in Food and Wine, but they can do something more casual, more approachable.
What's one more example of it?
Yeah, another example would be Don Saunders is one of my favorite chefs in the Twin Cities, and he's got a restaurant called In Season, which is, it's not stuffy at all, but it is a little formal. It's a little expensive. It's ambitious. And he's opened a new place called Kenwood in the Kenwood neighborhood near the Lake of the Isles. And it's much more of a sort of neighborhood place. You stroll in, brunch is a big deal. It's much more laid back. Same attention to detail, same great cooking, but just a little less fussy, a little more let down your hair and kind of enjoy your meal. And for me, that's how I like to eat more often. And it's really cool to see chefs exploring this direction.
If you weren't ready for the, so-called fussier kind of dining experience, could you sort of make your way into that experience by going to the wingman restaurant first?
I think so, absolutely. Yeah. I think because you'll see some of the same high quality ingredients, the same sort of creativity, the sort of chef-led imagination. The price tag won't be as much. You'll feel more comfortable sampling around. I think for example, Heidi's is a pretty well-known fine dining establishment uptown. They've opened a place called Birdhouse over on Lindale, and you can start at Birdhouse and kind of kick around the menu a little bit. And I think once you've eaten there and you feel comfortable, you had a good time, then, go over to Heidi's for a celebration. I think it's a really nice, it's a nice synergy that these kind of restaurants have going with each other.
All right, you can check out some more information at thecurrent.org. Check out our eating and drinking feature. James, you have an event coming up. Please do tell us about it.
We do. The Heavy Table, basically quarterly at this point, puts together an event called the North Coast Nosh. We bring together a lot of really great purveyors from Minnesota and Wisconsin, bakers and brewers and chocolatiers, really cool independent businesses, usually about 30 or 40, who do a sip and sample event. We're going to be at the American Swedish Institute on May 11th. You can find out more at heavytable.com/northcoastnosh. And this is the eighth of our ongoing series of events, and we hope to keep the series rolling and hope to see you there.
All right, great. We'll put a link up as well at thecurrent.org. James Norton edits the Upper Midwestern food journal, Heavy Table, and for his Super Taster daily videos, he samples offerings from supermarket aisles and fast food menus. And you can follow him on Twitter, fan him on Facebook, and subscribe to his YouTube channel. James, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
It's 89.3 The Current.